This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This guy, it's a bird, it's a plane. It's a... What is it up there?
Oh!
It's the shining star from the satellite world. Yes, here we are, being delivered by satellites, but they're not Iranian satellites, so you can rest assured we're okay here on the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here from Los Angeles. Jay Kirshner is in Chicago. I'm on the Hudabuba. Where am I? Well, there I am, on the farm in Framingham. Was down in Florida for the weekend. Went to an event on Saturday night. It was crashed by a local who turned out to be somebody that Jennifer really loves. And so I went over to her, Jay, and I said, Jennifer Horn would never forgive me if I didn't get a picture of you with me. And she said, I love Jennifer. And I said, okay, well, here you go. So anyway, actually,
well,
that was the conversation. That was the conversation.
She says, I love Jennifer?
Yep. She right away responded. Yeah.
Come on.
Of course. Yeah.
Listen. Well, that's nice. She probably thinks I'm the mean Jennifer Horn that doesn't like any of the Trumps. Remember that one from New Hampshire?
Yeah, right. No, but because she was in Southern California, right? When she was, where do they live?
I interviewed her before.
Newsom.
Yeah, she was married to Gavin Newsom. We're talking about Kimberly Guilfoyle was at the party that you went to.
Yes. She actually crashed the party that I was at, in fact.
That was fun.
It was fun. It was just a different
Now, that party wasn't at Mar-a-Lago, it didn't look
no,
like, right?
No, it was up the street. No, it was in Admiral's Cove, which is in Jupiter, up the street.
All I know is I can pull the onion back on how things work around here. So this weekend, I was at my uncle's house up in Tehachapi, which you would love, Doug. He's got goats and he's got a lot of stuff planted. We did his whole tour of his ranch up there.
Oh, cool.
Which is a lot of fun. He's got chickens, all kinds of stuff. And so I didn't get a chance to do my email. So yesterday I came home and I was sitting on the couch in the morning and I see these no subject emails from Doug. And I thought, uh-oh, someone either made him really mad or he's sending me pictures. And so I look and at first, I only saw the picture to the left. I went, is that Kimberly Guilfoyle? And then I saw the one with the two of you, and I thought, now that's pretty darn good. And I remembered you were at Mar-a-Lago this weekend. So.
All right. So we have that taken care of.
Love it.
So that's I want to go through a list. I thought this would be appropriate because you're here with us. Jennifer is here with us when she can be, not every day, not every hour. But when she's here, I like to veer off a little bit, not that I want to make it all politics, but I thought it'd be interesting to look at the potential vice presidential candidates that could be on his list, Trump's list, for a running mate. Stefanik is certainly one of them. What do you think her chances are?
Elise Stefanik? I think they're good. I know she's on the short list for sure, like with personal knowledge of that. And I think she knows she's on the short list, which is why I think you've been hearing a lot more from her. And she was pretty strong with the president of Harvard, who ultimately resigned, which was ridiculous with the ludicrous answer that they wouldn't protect Jewish students. I mean, it's just stupid. But I do think she knows she's on the list, too.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tim Scott's on the list. You think he's got a shot?
I have such a soft spot for Tim Scott. He would be my personal pick just because I love him. And he looks like he's having fun alongside Trump ever since
he he does kind of, doesn't he? Yeah.
He, right. I think, really likes having the crowd of Trump to talk to and play with. So I just think he's a nice guy. I feel like he's one of those politicians that actually does it for the right reasons.
All right. Kristi Noem, somebody that
I think she would have been the vice presidential pick. But she now has she's got a little bit of a cheating scandal, so I would be surprised if it was her, but still could be. She was allegedly having an affair with Corey Lewandowski, who's a former Trump advisor. I don't know if you remember him. all allegations, but I don't know if that would maybe push her down the list a little bit. Otherwise, I think she probably would have been the choice.
Yeah, you certainly wouldn't want to have anybody on that ticket that's had an affair or had been involved with other women.
Not any political ticket, because no politician ever cheats on
No, can't it? Yeah. That would never be. All right, what about J.D.? This is from Ohio, where Jay is, Senator Vance.
I think Trump really liked Trumper, wasn't he? No, he was actually an always Trumper. But I do think
I'm looking at this. He called him an idiot.
Oh, but he immoral. Changed. Whatever it was, Trump endorsed him during his Senate election.
Ah, okay. So
there was an evolution of something, maybe. But definitely during the last round, he just became a senator, I think, in 2020.
Yeah, it's the first
round. Yeah, with Trump endorsing him. So I'm sure that maybe he's on a list, but I think at this point with the Senate so closely contested and not a lot of MAGA Republicans in there, it's probably better to leave him in the Senate.
Right. All right, let's see. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Definitely on the short list. But the only thing that I think...
She seems sane to me. These other characters, I don't know. I actually don't know anything about Stefanik, frankly. But look at Carrie Lake.
She's a zero. She's very nice. I like her a lot. She's just got a big personality. But
that's Sarah
Sanders,
I
think, would be probably maybe my top choice. But I just don't see her leaving Arkansas at this moment because she's a first-term governor. She hasn't even been in for, I think, 2 years yet. She just got elected. And so while unfortunately, I think it's bad timing for her because I do think she'd be a really likely choice. But if I were her, I probably think that would kind of tee off the people of Arkansas if you left after just a couple of years.
Yeah,
but maybe you do for a vice presidential role.
Mm-hmm. Ron DeSantis?
Nah. Never happened.
Nope. Marjorie Taylor Greene?
I think it's very unlikely.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Just because I think that there's already enough. And by the way, I think she's much less controversial than she used to be. But I just don't think that that's going to bring anybody to Trump. You're only going to bring more, like, just the Trump people will come to Marjorie Taylor Greene because they've ruined her.
Yeah.
Her reputation, unfortunately.
Yep. And so on that note, who would not be other than Nikki Haley, who's on the list of never on Sunday, never on Monday, never on... Mike Pence, yep.
Yeah, right, Mike Pence would be it now. Well, I'm surprised you haven't brought up the big rumor from the weekend, RFK Jr.
Really? I didn't hear that one.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
In fact, the Trump camp had to say, no, we're not considering him. They actually had to make a statement about it this weekend because a lot of people were talking about it. So,
Well,
I don't think it would be the worst idea.
It would be a surefire way of making sure that Biden doesn't get elected. That's the ticket, actually. When you think about it, I did not hear that rumor. And I was with, there wasn't one person. I was with probably 250, 300 people on Saturday night at an event, and there wasn't one person in the room other than me who wasn't going to vote for Trump at that point in time. And you know what? If he put Kennedy on the ticket, I might vote for that ticket.
Vote for him, yeah.
Yeah, I probably would.
And the reason that people are thinking is that RFK alone probably doesn't have enough votes to become president, but if you move into Trump's vice presidential role, the opportunity for 8 years lies in front of you if you do a great job with your administration, because you're there.
Yeah.
So
now, can Trump... that's a great question. That's a question. Excuse me, Jay. The question about Trump, you can only serve two contiguous terms, but... Can he serve four more? Could he serve 8 years this time around? Because he was
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure they'll probably be that
Trump
argument.
Not,
he's never
going to
leave. He's a dictator. Yeah, but I think he'll go after four.
Yeah. All right. Now on the other side, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Biden are going to headline a major fundraiser. That would be an interesting. Supposedly, there's supposed to be a big campaign fundraiser. A very aggressive travel schedule. They're going to run around the country and try to whoop up support because they realize this guy is in serious trouble. And they're Democrats. They want to make sure that the Democrat stays. And one of the ways you'd have a better chance of doing that, if Barack Obama decided he can't run because he was in for 8 years.
Michelle.
Yep. Well, there's worse choices. Frankly, I think she has a lot of charm. I don't know how good she would be in that role, but then we wonder that about a lot of these people when you don't know who they were. That was the question about Bill Clinton. Who knows this guy? Nobody knew him. And he turned out to be a pretty good president. You know,
the thing with Bill Clinton is he actually has charm and charisma.
Yeah,
and
right.
Whatever.
He and Ronald Reagan, I'm telling you, when Reagan was president and when Clinton, we felt better about being Americans than since Eisenhower. I think we felt much better about being Americans with Reagan as president, with Clinton.
There was an effort to hate America back then. I mean, now it's like, and the thing that I got from Obama, and maybe it's just where I sit, but I didn't get that he was very happy with our country, that he didn't think it was very good.
I think that's an astute observation. Yeah, I think they were...
It's part of this class of people who think America's not the solution, that America's the problem. And that's the difference. You want someone who's going to give you a rosy tone of the country, but I don't know that... that's popular anymore.
Well, there's a character thing. You know, you look at how people, this is the most powerful job you can argue in the world in terms of leadership. And so we look at people and how they treat the responsibility. And in terms of Biden, you know, the Iranian thing with the three soldiers, what are we doing about it? You know, why haven't we done something already? And what are we going to do? That kind of stuff.
And but even if there's a plan in place to execute it, they can't really talk about it.
No, but the faster you do something, the better it is. Because these people These people have no sense of anything. The Ayatollah is in a world of his own. He's got a few henchmen around him. He has complete power in that country, which is something that the average person in the country doesn't even really understand. I know there are a lot of people who want to overthrow him and that regime, or the way that they have come to power and maintain power since the Shah was booted out. That was another faux pas of Jimmy Carter. Speaking of people that you feel good about, Jimmy Carter was a great guy, lousy, horrible president.
Very nice, though.
Oh, what a sweet guy. Wonderful. He set a great tone in terms of being good. And that certainly hasn't been in that office for a long time, for sure. All right, an interesting speculation. 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
Jessica. Is the happiest day of my life, right up there with the day I bought my RV and insured it with Progressive. Man, I love that thing. There are a million fish in the sea, which I'm reminded of every time I bring my RV to the lake, but I vow to love and cherish you just as much as I cherish campsites with full electric and water hookups. I'm so sorry.
Protect your beloved with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company Affiliates.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215. Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
It's 23 after the hour now, social media time on the Good Day program. During this portion of every hour, we focus sometimes on the trending things, the top 10 in the gossip department with personalities, etc. And then sometimes we talk about the technology, sometimes we talk about the sites themselves. For example, X has paused Taylor Swift searches as there are a lot of deep fake images that are spreading around. So they're blocking searches for Taylor Swift because there have been some pornographic deep fakes circulating online. Is this something that she would have requested, or something that just seems to be decent? Something that there are a lot of, unfortunately, I shouldn't say a lot, but some really sick people. And they'll, you know, as they're allowed to express themselves in a free society. And so there are
a lot
of... It
just seems so violating, even though you know that's not your own body, but that it's out there. It just seems so violating. And not much unlike when there was that big celebrity phone hacking, device hacking, what was it, a decade and a half ago, when some of the celebrities had nudes on their phones and their devices, and they were hacked, and all of those pictures went out across the internet. People could access them, they could see them, and a lot of them had to fight to have it taken down.
Yeah, that's sick. It is. It's just sick. And everybody, there isn't a day goes by. Where is there in any public discourse a circumstance where Taylor Swift's name doesn't come up in some way, shape, or form? So I suppose it's only natural that somebody start deep fake stuff, trying to use X-rayed material on X.
What's going on? Yeah, this has been going on. Yeah. She's just, you know, such a, probably one of the biggest celebrities on planet Earth, and she is especially everywhere right now, and has been, and so she's an easy target. But you think about all of the other celebrities, and not even celebrities, this is a big thing with pedophiles who are using, this is why people should not, one of the many reasons why people should not post their children on social media, because somebody can just take the face and create deep fakes of images, and it's so disgusting and heartbreaking, and this is a reality of the world. And AI
so you think I should stop
is what
posting,
is getting people to help doing this.
Should I stop posting pictures of my grandchildren? Do you think is not? You know, I do it because I think people are interested in seeing some of the sweetness.
Yeah,
in life.
Because there are good people. It's there are good people in the world, and unfortunately, the scumbags ruin it for everyone else. I don't post photos of my son. And if I do, you can't see his face. Even on his own account, his own Instagram account, which is private to connect with family members, you still can't even see his face.
I just love to have people see the warmth in the faces of those two kids.
Because when you love someone so much, you want to share them with other people you love.
Yeah, right, exactly. And they're both such special kids. Anyway, the AI-generated stuff here, going back to Taylor Swift a little bit, or the others that you're talking about, there's a firm called Deep Trace Labs showing images that were weaponized against people like Taylor Swift. So they're using this as the beginning of the AI world, using it for deep fake stuff. And so one wonders what will happen during the political season this year in that same realm, in that same focus. I noticed you posted yesterday a question about whether or not if Robert F. Kennedy Jr. were on the ticket with Donald Trump, which is the rumor, the strongest rumor around these days, would that push you to vote for Trump? And Jeff responded as one, and this is more than pretty much what you see here. I'll vote for Trump no matter what. So it doesn't. I think there are those people who will no matter what. But there are others who might be on the fence. And I'm maybe one of them, frankly.
Yeah. No matter what. Mm-hmm.
And then there's the rumor floating around now that Joe Manchin is going to run as a third party candidate with Mitt Romney, which would be a more intriguing, for me anyway, a more intriguing ticket. So anyway, lots to talk about as usual here on Good Day, 28 after the hour.
Avoid an unpleasant surprise at checkout. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You scored a great hotel rate online, but Mike, a frequent business traveler, warns about hidden fees. Some are mandatory, but others may only apply if you use certain services. If you don't expect to take advantage of the amenities a fee covers, try asking the hotel to remove it. And to duck that pricey daily Wi-Fi charge, use the personal hotspot feature on your smartphone. Before you book, Mike recommends ResortFeeChecker.com. Also on our blog, Anne Marie says she has sold lots of books that were gathering dust on Amazon. She says she still browses in bookstores, then buys used copies on Amazon if she can't find what she's looking for at the library. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Attempts to impeach Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for his management of the border crisis are intensifying. The House Homeland Security Committee, led by Republicans, currently drafting articles of impeachment against the secretary. A potential vote on the House floor could take place as early as next week. The Justice Department is investigating the spending of campaign money on security services by Missouri Democrat Cori Bush's campaign. The prominent squad member, a vocal advocate of the Defund the Police movement, acknowledged the investigation Tuesday. She asserted her innocence, stating that her campaign is actively cooperating. Bush clarified that she utilized campaign funds as permissible for security expenses and emphasized that no federal tax dollars were involved. Winter has made itself known in Alaska. The northern state gets a lot of snow anyway. This year, they've accumulated more than 8.5 feet. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Bid you good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Lana Stephen Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
I haven't said anything yet, so how can I have some more of nothing?
Shut up!
You're killing me, Smalls.
Okay. Sandbox time here on Good Day. it's the way for you to look around the corner and not feel badly about what you see when you look around the corner. That's what I think. If people ask me about this program, what's it all about? I don't know that I have a singular way. It's about the issues of the day. I'm happy to have Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner here to put their spin on it, because I think they're, if you look around at the best and biggest radio programs, where are there women on the air? Are there any on any of these? Glenn Beck doesn't have any women on his show, does he? And those two guys that are on the middle of the day that took over for Limbaugh, they think they're the saviors of mankind. Jennifer has her radio program on KRLA in Los Angeles. I don't think I'm thinking about your competition. There's no women on that show. No.
No.
Mm. All right, here I am, savior to the women of America. Yay! All right, so.
Thank goodness.
I know, it's great. Thank heavens for that. Speaking of Jennifer, her father and I have been friends for longer than I can remember. I don't even, you know, because we're both radio guys, he started listening to me when I was on KBC, but I somehow or other feel like I knew him before that, Jennifer. I don't remember. I think when I first met you, you were like 13.
Probably about right.
No, it is right. So anyway, as we go through life, we have our little peaches and cream moments. And so I am taking an excerpt from Jen and her dad run the CRN Digital talk studio and facility in Los Angeles. Not that she needs more to do. She's here. She's on Carol and she's at CRN. And so every once in a while, her father likes to have fun with me, sometimes at my expense, sometimes it's just silly stuff.
Well, he does a show called What's Cooking Today, and so one of the things that they do, if I can guess what this is going to be that we're going to listen to, is he does the national days. You know, every day it's like National Brussels Sprout Day, National...
Right.
And so one day last week, it was National Have Breakfast with the Farmer Day or something like that, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Something weird. Not that farmers want to have breakfast nationally, but apparently.
No, right, yeah. So here's an excerpt from What's Cookin', starring Michael Horn.
But right now, today, as we mentioned, this is Farmhouse Breakfast Week. It's all part of a big week, all week long, going to have those breakfasts. And we've connected up by remote broadcast with Doug Steffen, who does the Good Day Show nationally on many radio stations. We carry him here at the CRN Broadcast Network. And if we could open up the line right now, I believe he's out there every year during Farmhouse Breakfast Week. Doug gets his old 560 tractor, fires the thing up, and pulls down a building somewhere in the Boston area because he's got a farm. I think he's got the only farm left in that big metropolitan Boston area right there. He tried to take the Green Monster down at Fenway Park. That never worked. But he said his tractor's all tuned up. Can we open the microphone there, please, Engineer Sidney? Thank you very much. Apparently Doug's tractor sounds beautiful this year. Start it again, Doug, if you will. Thank you. There we go. Okay. He's good now. He's moving along, trying to get it out the driveway again. There's going by the goat pen. He's keeping it going. Yeah, it's cute. The dog. Although that dog is very confused right there. We got it. Yeah.
Maybe our farmhouse breakfast won't be coming from this farm.
Okay. So, all right there. The trash cans, pull those in if you could, please, Doug, for the tractor. Fire it up if you could. Thank you very much. Got that in. All right, that's good enough. We don't need to take a building down this year, Doug.
Okay.
Park it over on the side. Right. Watch out for the dog.
Nice to be well thought of by the likes of Michael
Watch
Horn.
Watch out for the dog. So, to tell you, my dad has this sound effects app on his cell phone that you can imagine going to any dinner with him has now become very annoying. The sound effects are his new favorite toy.
Why do you think I don't go to dinner with you anymore? I go to breakfast. I don't go to dinner with you because of that. All right, Tony, a little
that
fun.
Big, and boy, he has a good time with your farm with all the farm animals.
Fiddling around, for sure. Speaking of where we are in America and what's going on, there are plans that have been proposed for the tallest building in America. The location for the tallest building happens to be in a city where we are newly operational, not a city that you would have thought. And so when I was talking earlier about the folks from Brownwood sending me the story of the opening of the new restaurant, somebody just sent me from Oklahoma City the story. This is kind of surprising, actually. There's a proposal that's been set out by a real estate developer. And this, if it's approved for construction, would be a 1,907-foot-tall skyscraper, the sixth tallest building in the world, in the heart of downtown Oklahoma City. This is really kind of interesting. This would be the tallest building in our country. This is a 3-acre, 5-million-square-foot building, residential, hospitality, retail, dining, entertainment, that sort of thing. Have a hotel in it. The residential towers would be there. I mean, a great view if you go up that high. So I'm looking at a design picture of this thing, and it would really take over the skyline of Austin, as you can, I mean, Oklahoma City. When I first saw this, I thought it would be in Austin, because that seems to be a place where there's a whole lot of attention. But apparently, Jennifer, a lot of people are moving not only into Austin from California, but Oklahoma City as well. It's become quite an urban, there's an urban evolution going on there, based on the fact that the population has grown as much as it is. When I got off the plane last night coming up from Miami, the plane was turning around and going to Austin. Now, 10 years ago, there would never be a direct flight from Boston to Austin, but there is now. And there also, apparently, is in the works a direct flight from many cities into Oklahoma City. That's been, you go to Dallas and then you go up to Oklahoma City, that sort of thing. But now, because so many people are moving there or paying attention to it, it's really becoming a big thing. So I thought that was kind of interesting. The site of the biggest building in the country, the tallest building. All right, we were talking before about vice presidential candidate potentials, and we came down to the bottom line, of RFK perhaps being a potent pick for the vice presidential candidacy. Now, let's turn this around and go over to the Democratic side of things. Joe Biden, is he stuck with Kamala Harris? Or might he be smart enough to go to Joe Manchin and say, I want you to be my vice president? Because Manchin's going to bring votes. Kamala Harris
to
costs him
Democrat
votes.
Party, there's no way you can dump a black woman for a white man.
All right, so that's the end of that. So
they will definitely lose. Unfortunately, I think you're right. I think it would be better. But identity politics is so much at play right now. There's no way that optics would be useful.
So Manchin could upend the reelection campaign on his own. You know, we were talking about Kennedy. He wanted to run as a third-party candidate. But maybe he becomes a vice president with Trump. Apparently, that's a serious conversation that's going on. Or Manchin and Kennedy could run together. Now, that would really stir the pot. Don't you think that
Manchin,
really?
Well, what is it called? No Labels Party is the one that Manchin's considering running for.
Right.
And
yeah.
It's kind of already presumed that if he does run, his running mate would be Larry Hogan, who's the former governor of Maryland, or Mitt Romney, senator from Utah. He's not running for re-election this time around, so he would be free and open. And I think that's what they want, is they want swampy types who have been in government who are would be considered moderates by both parties. You know?
Swampy types, yeah.
Well, people have been around. Yeah.
Drain the swamp.
I don't know if he would be interested in Kennedy. He's not swampy.
Yeah. All right, so there's that. I'm looking at the charts. Oftentimes when we get together at the beginning of the week, we all look at the charts from Talkers Magazine that we discussed on the Talk Radio Review on the previous Friday and over the weekend. What's there that may have a little staying power through the week? This week, I will tell you, because I was on two Boeing 737 Maxes this weekend, one going to Florida, one coming back from Florida. The planes were full. I chat up the flight attendants often, and the chat with them is what you might expect. They are ashamed. Well, American has them. They all have them. Matter of fact, United, though, said last Friday they were going to cancel. They had an order for 97 of them. They're canceling it. And so what are they going to do? The guy who runs United Airlines got on a plane and went over to France to talk to the people that run Airbus about maybe buying 100 planes from them. These people are so stupid. And I was talking about this with some of the friends newly formed friendships that I had on Saturday night with some folks, as to the fact that Boeing has been for decades, certainly since World War II, when they provided most of the planes that were used in World War II, and the fact that they were it was a great engineering firm and a building firm. And when they took over McDonnell Douglas in the late 90s, I think it was, I don't know, sometime in the 90s, the people who were running McDonnell Douglas, who had run it into the ground, somehow or other gotten control of Boeing, and they've changed the whole culture. Instead of it being a company that has great ideas and comes up with new, this is the best of America. Instead, they decide to keep rebuilding an old, tired design. The 737 has been around since the 1960s because they don't want to put the money into developing a new plane the way that Airbus has done. Airbus built a big plant in Georgia somewhere. So all the planes that are built for all the planes that are ordered by American Airlines, not American Airlines, but airlines that are headquartered like Delta and United and American, anybody who buys a Airbus plane in America, the plane is made in America. There was a lot of hoopla about American Airlines. They're buying their planes from a European car. How can you have that? And so this kind of was smart on the part of Airbus. They built a plant, I'm pretty sure it's in Georgia, maybe in South Carolina, where they're building all of the planes that are used in America. So this, United goes over there and maybe they make a deal. But it just shows you how these people have killed the goose that laid the golden egg. They have ruined it. And we have this bright, beautiful, wonderful American company that because of bean counters and people that don't know anything about how to build an airplane got control of the company. Look at they're going to take decades to fix this. It was Alaska. Alaska Airlines, where the plane, that was the first one that had a problem, the door blew out. They grounded all 67 of these planes, and they found loose bolts on every single one of them. So what does that tell you about what's going on at Boeing? And nothing good, that's for sure. All right, now 48 after. This is Good Day.
Want to get your hands on the next big thing? At Verizon, new and existing customers can trade in their old Samsung phone, any model, in any condition, and get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with select unlimited plans. A better plan to save is Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on unlimited ultimate or select 5G unlimited plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
If you're looking to get a new car, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive. Sure, you love your old car, but you know it's not normal to give instructions on how to open the window. It should be self-explanatory, but it's not. And notice how when you're in other people's cars, you can feel cushion in the seats? That's pretty nice, right? No, it's just normal. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and put the savings toward a new car. It's time. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided and serviced by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
Doug Stefan on the Good Day program with my friend Elizabeth Miller. You do your job well, and you do good things for people by helping them lose the weight, whether it's this time of year or any time of the year. But the average American gains about 8 pounds, 8 to 10 pounds during the holiday, and so Calitrin, da-da-da-da-da, to the rescue.
Right, that's right. Yes, well, Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, good blessings to everybody, too.
So between now and the end of the year, what's the big deal? What's the special?
Well, right now on our website, toploss.com, we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply, that one with a huge 86% success rate. You get 90 days absolutely free. It's on our capsules and our powder form. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Calitrin, the way to lose weight safely and naturally. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doctor, there is a doctor in the house. His name is Jack Stockwell, and he's here to help us in the wow factor with the information that will, if you listen carefully, you'll say, wow, I didn't know that. Jack has a couple of great websites, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can find out what goes on in some of the supplement corners of the world, some great things, including what he has created himself, the Lee enzymes. They're really great, long life energy enzymes. You need to have enzymes for sure. That's something you can find at ForbiddenDoctor.com. And then there's the JackStockwell.com website where you can find out what I have found out about Jack and the Nuka chiropractic business. We were just talking before going on the air about my adjustment a couple of weeks ago that Jack did on my neck because he said I was far out. And I said, how far out was I?
It was a John Denver level of far out.
Yes, it was far out. All right, so let's talk about Ozempic and how people who think it's a fabulous weight loss substance, which I guess had been successful, but it has so many side effects. It was originally designed as a weight loss drug, right? And then there are other things that, or was it designed for something else? Wasn't it designed for something else?
Well, it was designed for sugar chemistry and some gut problems. It just happened that some people who were taking it were losing weight.
Yeah.
And it's because of the GLP-1 receptors that are in Ozempic as well as
GLP.
It is a muscle triggering receptor. And semaglutide, which is the active ingredient in Ozempic and Wegovy, the other drug, because it's been shown to cause what's called gastroparesis. It's just paralysis of the stomach. Now, even though you can't feel your stomach, the same way you can't feel your heart, the same way you don't feel nerve transmission signals in the body, your stomach, as soon as food gets in the stomach, it begins to churn. It churns slowly to start mixing the contents of the stomach with acids that are present in the stomach before it gets into the small intestine. But gastroparesis is paralysis of the stomach. You can have the same paresis effect taking place in other parts of the gut. But when the stomach just sits there, instead of doing its normal processes of churning up food, this can be very life-threatening. And there's a lot of nausea, a lot of vomiting, a lot of severe pain as this stuff starts to build up in the stomach, and you lose your sense of hunger. That was one of the ways that weight loss was taking place. Because when your stomach is full and it won't empty, you don't have a sense of hunger. So there's a certain level of starvation that's taking place. People started losing weight. And, of course, the magic bullet crowd out there that's always looking for some way to get around Mother Nature were the ones who were having these life-threatening bowel injuries and permanent vomiting. Because the body wants to get rid of it. It can't get it into the small intestine because of the paralysis. And because of the paralysis, it has a hard time vomiting it out. But it,
so is that why the diarrhea and comes out from either end then?
Yes, the body's attempts to try to deal with a toxic buildup. So some of them are having life-threatening bowel injuries. Some of them are having diarrhea. And they've been told you probably will have diarrhea the rest of your life. You'll never have another solid bowel movement again. And so there are 40 cases now have been filed in federal courts across the country. You know, and this is, and so when my patients asked me this, I said, come on. That's one of the reasons why I put out long life energy enzymes to help digest this stuff, to help the whole digestive system take place in a much more efficient manner.
Is it really true it causes gum problems and tooth loss? Is that really true?
Yes. That's a man. One woman started vomiting so severely that she lost her teeth. They actually fell out of her mouth.
Good God.
Yeah. When you play around with Mother Nature, there's usually hell to pay. And in this case, I mean, I remember a few months ago, I must have had been asked the question at least twice a day, Dr. Jack, should I get on Ozempic in order for weight loss? And I'm just sitting there thinking there's going to be hell to pay for this. This is finally going to catch up, and now it's catching up.
So why doesn't the government, the FDA, yank it?
Why don't they yank a half a dozen other drugs that are extremely dangerous? You know, well,
you want to lose weight, then go to toploss.com and use the Calitrin is the way to lose weight.
Start. That would be heck of a good start. Is to go talk to Top Loss.
Right, exactly. Yes. All right, got it. Thank you, Jack. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. And so if you're listening to this part of the program, listen to the whole show every weekend around the country. Good Day Health.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.